42-37. Warsaw leads Homestead after three. Homestead, that quarter, 10 out of 20 from the field. They're now 15 out of 30 for the game. 5 of 15 for three-point range, 2 out of 6 from the arc. Warsaw, 47% for the field, 17 of 36, 7 of 18 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Homestead leads the rebounds, 15-11. Warsaw with 8 turnovers and Homestead with 11. Underhand flip shot off the side of the backboard, no good by Epps. Neely the rebound. Alexis takes off. Stop and go move. Down to the right block, flips it back out to Chastain, now to Winchester. Winchester out to Zartman, who had very little touch of the basketball in that third quarter. She'll dump it down to Winchester, who puts it in, and a foul. Heltzum with her third. Winchester points 15 and 16, and a chance for one more. Brooks done terrific work down inside. I know her favorite part of the game is being outside, but in this game and many others, she is too big and too strong for the other team to keep out of the lane. And that has been true here. And her team needed a stop and a bucket, and they got that. Winchester's free throw is good. Winchester with 17 points, and the Lady Tigers have a 45-37 lead, 30 seconds into quarter four. Epps against Neely between the circles, looking for cutters. Nobody open. Ankerbrook had to come out a little farther to get it. Now to McLaughlin, left side for Mollering. Mollering back out to Helson between the circles. Dribbles left. They're looking at Epps. They threw it down the post. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Neely got a hand on it. Out of bounds to Homestead. It'll be McLaughlin to play it in from the baseline left. Standing on the big orange A along that baseline. In the corner, ball tipped away, out of bounds. The official who made the call out of bounds didn't know. He immediately looked up the sidelines to his partner like, did you see that? Part of that's because he was so close. Of the inbounds, McLaughlin, and a whistle and a foul called against Homestead. A foul called against Mollering, who pushed off of Zartman to try to get open. Well, if Warsaw could score here, they could push the lead back up to double digits as we approach and pass 7 minutes to go in the game. Bricker to the timeline. Far side of the center circle against Mollering. They clear out the right. Bricker starts in, didn't get very far. Passed it out top to Neely. Neely looking right, throws it down to Zartman. She's double-teamed on the sidelines, and then her pass out top is tipped and taken away. McLaughlin with the steal, up ahead to Epps. Spins a circle, open at the free throw line, backs out, then steps forward again. Now Ankenbrock picks up her dribble and slips it off for Helsum. Helsum on the weave. McLaughlin down the lane all the way in, put it up, missed it. Rebound to Neely for the Lady Tigers. Neely in transition, sees some space, takes it in, off the glass, no foul call. McLaughlin's going to get the foul, her first. This has not been an easy day for Alexis Neely. She found out this morning that her grandpa passed away. That's Jeremy's dad. You know Jeremy, the junior varsity boys coach at Warsaw. The Neely family is here tonight. We have a whistle as Epps was in the free throw circle right behind Alexis Neely directing traffic and giving instructions. And the official accidentally threw her the ball. Neely's free throw is good. So Alexis has been playing with a heavy heart today. And there'd be a lot of kids that probably would have wanted to take the day off. Not this one. No sirree. Neely shoots again and makes them both. 7 points for Neely. 47-37. Warsaw back up by 10. 6:25 left to go. Epps. Off a screen left to the elbow. Shoots from there and hits. Warsaw called out the screen, but nobody helped. In transition, Bricker the other way. To the right wing, down to the baseline against Royce. Picks up her dribble out to Winchester on the wing. She'll give it back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn brings it all the way out near the center circle. Staying straight up against Royce. Now takes it right. Starts in. Backs up. Now to Neely between the circles. Fakes left. They ran. Pushed out again. It works. And Bricker scores again. The big three back in double figures. 49-39, Tigers by 10, 5:48 to go. Right side, Helsum. Trying to back 10 in on Chastain. Backs her all the way in. Left-handed half hook wide, no good. Got her own rebound, though. Back up and in, flat-footed. Helsum averages 16. She's got 10. Neely the other way. Steps up for three. It's good. Alexis Neely's got 10. 52-41. Lady Tigers by 11. Down to Dee McLaughlin. Puts it in, and she's fouled by Chastain. McLaughlin's first two. And a chance for a three-point play. Braley with the foul, her first. Just when you're trying to celebrate something very exciting, Homestead makes three passes, takes 4 seconds to get on the floor, and scores. First foul against Warsaw here in the third. Homestead's been called for three. Vilma into the game for Chastain. McLaughlin, 4 out of 10 at the free throw line for the season. And missed that. And Zartman's got the rebound for Warsaw. That's a good free throw shooting team, but they have not shot well tonight. Lobs the near side, does Zartman to Winchester. Up the sideline to Neely, out to Bricker. 5:11 to go. Homestead changing the defense now. Trap is on. Neely across the top to Vilma. Back out to the center line for Neely to Winchester. The defense goes away. Winchester stumbles up the baseline out to Bricker. She'll drive in the lane, put it up, and miss it. Back tapped out. Vilma grabs it and got fouled. Vilma came racing in and grabbed it and immediately got knocked off balance. The foul is on McLaughlin. Kendall with her second. It's a non-shooting foul, but that's four team fouls on Homestead this quarter. Warsaw shoots every foul the rest of the way. Bricker looking. Oh, trying to throw it in, and it's going to go out of bounds and remain Warsaw ball. A bounce pass would have got that ball to Bricker on the base, or to Winchester on the baseline. Bricker tried to throw it direct, chest to chest, and Warsaw gets to do it again. Neely out at the top. In the corner, Zartman wide open, three-pointer. Bingo! Her sixth of the game. She's got 18. Warsaw leads again by 12. Royce the other way, out to Epps. Epps 22 feet out against Neely. Now between the circles, Helsum drives right, kicks it out wide of McLaughlin, and she kept it inbounds. Long backdoor pass, Royce, reverse layup, no good. And the rebound to Neely for the Lady Tigers. Neely in transition, stop and go, move on. McLaughlin, put it up, whistle, foul call. McLaughlin with the foul, her third. Neely to shoot for the Lady Tigers. Fry and Mollering back to the scorer's table. 4:17 left. Warsaw with a 12-point lead over the number 9 team in 4A. Free throw by Neely rolls around and in. Alexis has 6 here in the fourth quarter, 11 for the game. Remember, she had 21 in a game not that long ago. That was against Northridge. Of course, in that big conference showdown. Second one up, and second one rolls around and through. Neely 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 12 points. Warsaw with their largest lead. It's 14, 57-43, 4:10 left. Right side, Fry. Fry picks up her dribble. Out top for Helsum. Helsum hands back to Fry. Left side for Moeller. Out to Helsum. Right side to Epps, who's got 15 of their 43. Off a screen out top for Mollering, back to Epps. Epps drives the free throw line, puts her head down, spins down on Vilma, put it up and in, and a foul. Epps with 17. The foul is on Vilma. Sometimes Warsaw switches when they shouldn't. Maybe that's the easiest way to say it. There's no way that Delaney Vilma can guard Maya Epps. But that's the situation Warsaw found them in, because they switched that time. And that's happened with Chastain also. They, in the first half, were able to get the ball to Epps a lot in that situation. Free throw by Epps is good. She's got 18 points, and it's 57-46. Full court pressure on Winchester across the line to Bricker. Bricker to Neely. Right side, Zartman catches, shoots, and books another one. Her seventh. That's the third time this season she's hit 7. Helsum up the baseline the other way, all the way to the basket, and she missed it. Tipped off the bottom of the rim, grabbed by Chastain for Warsaw. Neely headed the other way looking for the dagger out to Winchester. The school record is 8 for three-pointers. There's still 3:18 left, although I'm not sure three-point shooting is on Lenny Krebs' mind right now. Bricker started in. Now crosses over into lane. Forced up a bad one. Blocked. And it's grabbed by Inkenbrook for Homestead. Again, Warsaw did not need that shot. 3 minutes left to go. Epps the other way for three. Uh-uh. Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. She'll start up with it. Far side to Bricker. 3 minutes left to go. Warsaw leads number nine, Homestead, 60-46. Chastain in the center circle. Far sideline to Neely, right in front of the scorer's table. Finds a backdoor cutter, Zartman. She'll turn and shoot and score. This one from about 12 feet out on the left baseline. It's 62-46 Warsaw. 2.5 minutes left to go. Heltzum right wing, dribbles to the elbow, shoots from there, missed it badly. Rebound tipped out, and a foul is called against the Lady Tigers. And Bricker's going to get the foul. That'll be her third. She's the only Lady Tiger with any sort of foul trouble. Warsaw trying to remain unbeaten in the 2024 portion of the schedule. They're in pretty good shape, up 16. On the inbound in the corner for Ozcan. Now out at the top is Fry. Left side ball tip, but it got to Mollering anyway. Back to Heltzum. She'll shoot a three. It's no good. Rebound to Zartman, and Zartman takes off. 1-on-3. She'll hit the brakes. Bounces out to Neely. 2:15 left to go. Warsaw 62. Number 9, Homestead 46. Chastain near sideline. Out to Zartman between the rings. Now to Neely, far side of the court. Now out to Winchester. Winchester puts I thought she was going to put it on the floor. Now she does. Guarded closely by Heltzum. Pass to the near side for Zartman, cutting to the far side. Brooke picks up her dribble. They're trying to foul. They're grabbing her, and finally the whistle sounds. Lenny Krebs has an official standing right in front of him who didn't say a word, and they are literally there grabbing everybody who gets the ball trying to foul. And Lenny leans over his shoulder and says, "Why didn't you call it?" He goes, "I wasn't looking." And now everybody's laughing. Zartman at the free throw line. The foul was on Epps, her second. Zartman's free throw is around and out. That's her third miss of the season. She's 16 out of 19 with that miss at the line. Looking for her 24th point. And her 51st in the last two games. She's got it. 63-46. Warsaw by 17. 1:45 to go. An upset in the making here in the Tiger Den tonight. Left corner, Heltzum. Fakes the three, runs up the baseline, fell down with the ball. Somehow got it underneath the Ozcan. Outside the lane for Mollering. Out of the top for Epps. Epps across to the left side. Fry a lefty three. No good. Zartman the rebound for Warsaw. And the Lady Tigers are in control of the game. Up by 17 with 1:20 left to go. Bricker into the front court through the center circle. Banged into by Fry. Now to Winchester on the other side of the center circle. To Zartman on the weave. Now to Neely. 1:10 left. Neely bumped by Mollering. Got rid of it to Chastain. Now there's a lot of bodies at middle of the court, and a timeout's taken by the Lady Tigers. Timeout, Warsaw. It's a full 1:03 left to go. Warsaw in the lead, 63-46. Back in 60 on News Now, Warsaw. 2 weeks ago, Warsaw was looking for a signature win. They were struggling against good teams and beating bad teams. They were about to get their second since the turn of the calendar to January. They beat Northridge here, and they're about to hang Homestead on their wall of accomplishments. Bricker being chased in the backcourt, gets it across the line, gets tied up, foul called. Ozcan with her first. And in the bonuses in effect, Bricker will shoot from the Lady Tigers. Her first free throw of the game. She averages 16. She is at 10 with two free throws pending here. The 5'8 sophomore puts it up and got it. For her career, she stands at 586 points. And Epps is coming out with 58 seconds left. They still have some starters in. Bricker shoots and hits. Jocelyn gets both. She's got 12. 65-46 Warsaw. Wait till this score shows up on the wire around the state. Fry through the hands of Mollering. Out of bounds to belong to Warsaw. What a defensive performance. Holding a Homestead team that averages 64 through 31 minutes and 12 seconds to 46. Long pass down the court. Bricker makes the catch. Takes it in. Puts it up. It scores. They overplayed. Bricker went down the floor. There was nobody back. It's 67-46 Warsaw. 38 seconds to go. Ozcan. Left side Mollering. Looks down in the post. They've got Delaney Seitz into the game. She's got it in the deep left corner. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Finds Ozcan. Kicks it back. Three on the way by Fry. Is short. Rebound. Grab by Bricker. 19 seconds left. Bricker gets knocked over. Play goes on. And a timeout is called. Holy mackerel. Ozcan did everything but grab Johnson, throw her into the front row. Mercy. Timeout called by Homestead. We'll keep it here with 14.6 left. Actually, let's take it. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening and or watching. 14.6 left. Homestead ball, Warsaw leading 67-46. McLaughlin inside Ozcan. High shot off the glass, no good. Rebound to Mollering. Kicks it out to Fry for three. Bricker the rebound. 8 seconds to go. 8 seconds to go, and a foul called in the backcourt. With 4.5 left. What a win for the Lady Tigers. What a start to 2024. Celine Ozcan with the foul, her second. Bricker to the free throw line. Her average is 16. Two free throws here would get her there. Either way, Warsaw's about to win their third straight. And the free throw is up and in. Warsaw about to win their third in a row, put their record at 11-7. And Homestead will fall to 16-4. Bricker makes them both. 4 seconds to go. Fry to the timeline. They'll throw it down inside. McLaughlin wide open. She'll shoot and score. McLaughlin finishes with four, and it's over. It's over. Warsaw has upset number 9, Homestead. 69-48. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. The Warsaw Lady Tigers have upset number 9, Homestead, here in the Tiger Den. 69-48. Homestead falls to 16-4. Emma Royst had 1 point. Liv Fry, 4. Carly Mollering, 5. Kendall McLaughlin, 2. Whitney Ankebrook, 6 points, 5 below her average. Gabby Olsom had 10, which is 6 below her average. My Epps' average is 18, and that's what she gave Homestead here tonight. For Warsaw, now 11-7, winners of 3 in a row. They had 4 players score, all scored in double figures. Alexis Neely playing with that heavy heart after the passing of her grandpa in the last 24 hours. She had 12 points. Brooke Winchester, 17 points. Jocelyn Bricker, 16 points. And Brooke Zartman once again was the leader with 24 points, and that's 51 points in her last 2 games. Warsaw led it after one, 12-11. Warsaw led it 12-11 after one. Warsaw outscored Homestead 19-9 in the second to go up 31-20 at halftime. Homestead came roaring back in the third, outscoring the Lady Tigers 17-11 to get to within 5 at 42-37. But then Warsaw hung 27 points on the Spartans in the fourth quarter and win the game 69-48. We were tied once. That was at 14, and we had 3 lead changes. Homestead won the JV game 41-31. Warsaw is now 11-5. Kaylee Goheen had 9 points to lead the way for Warsaw. Once again, a very soggy Lenny Krebs is up here. You're going to have to get you some sort of raincoat when you win big games like this.
You know, every time I walk in there, I have one of the coaches in there telling me, I need you to take your cochlear implant off because, and I know what's waiting on the other side of the door, but you know what? I'll take that shower any day of the week when they play the way they play tonight. You asked before the game kind of what we were expecting. We didn't have a lot of prep time. We didn't have a lot of Homestead prep. But by golly, we went out and executed. And honestly, the best 32 minutes of basketball we played all year.
So help me with this, because I'm sitting here during the 90-second break between the time the game ended and the time you get up here. And I'm thinking, which is more impressive? The fact that they scored 69 points against a team that only gives up 40, or the fact that they gave up 48 to a team that scores 64? I don't know which is which. For you, which is more impressive?
You know, I know we're capable of scoring in bunches. I know we're capable. If you would have told me we were going to hold Homestead to 48, I would have said not going to happen. Too many shooters are too explosive, too many weapons. I'm just proud of our effort. Great effort on both ends of the court. Great execution, great communication. Every time Homestead made a run, we kept our composure, we responded, and we did what we needed to do. Just a total team effort. I challenged them before the game. I know we're capable of. Are we willing to? That's the question I wanted them to answer today. Are you willing to do all the things you need to do? Are you willing to stay disciplined in order to win tonight? I'm just so proud of these girls.
Zartman with seven more three-pointers tonight. And when you can have the kind of first quarter that she had, where she had three three-pointers in the first 2 minutes and 56 seconds, that is a really good start, right? That's a great place to start a game.
You know, she's a kid that when she hits one or two shots, you know, there's a couple coming behind it. She's capable of putting points on the board quickly, and that's what she did tonight. At the same time, when she started hitting outside shots, they started pressuring her. Credit to our kids because they found Winchester inside. All of a sudden, we started picking that matchup apart and trying to score there. Then we got Bricker going. We got Lex going. Just a total team effort. I'm just proud of our entire unit tonight. She continues to get better in her role and doing what she needs to do. And I have to say, the courage it took Lex Neely to play today. For those of you who don't know, she lost her grandfather. And the courage it took in that kid to step up and play the game that she played today. My heart goes out to her.
You would have never known.
You wouldn't have known, but, you know, when you're on the inside and you know these kids, I know she's hurting. Nothing you say at this point in time is going to make her feel any better. All we can do is just love on her and let her know she's loved. But, by golly, the courage. That today's game ball was Lex's, man. Just so proud of that kid.
You ended up winning the rebounds. You ended up winning the turnovers. With only 9 turnovers against a team that's known to turn other teams over in the high teens, in the low 20s. There were a couple stretches. That stretch toward the end of the third quarter was really tough as far as handling the ball. Your girls came out of that.
You know, we challenged them before the game. Can we get our turnover percentage down to about 15%? It's been around the 20% mark, and I think we're really, really good when we get below that 15%. And tonight we did that. You know, when we get shots on possessions, we're capable of putting a lot of points on the board and being effective. And tonight, you know what, they handled the pressure. They had that stretch in the third quarter where you started to see some fatigue set in. You started to see a little bit of panic, almost like, I can't believe we're in this situation. You saw the reality start to set in. But by golly, they righted the ship.
Big play by Winchester to start that fourth quarter. You get a stop because it's 5 and they've got the ball. You get Epps to shoot it underhand off the backboard and then go down and get the ball to Winchester inside. That is a huge sequence.
You know, that great defense by Lex. Lex did a great job on Epps. Walled up hard, made her take a tough shot. Then we come down here and we find Winchester. We've been challenging the kids to know the why behind each play we call. And they're starting to understand that. For the longest time, we'd call a play, and they'd think, oh, by golly, I'm open. I'm going to shoot it. And all of a sudden, it just throws a wrench in everything we're trying to do. They're starting to understand the why. This is going to sound maybe weird for a basketball coach, but we have a play package, just like you would get a play package in football, for each of our kids that we are going, this is a play package for this particular individual. And so, you know, that's what they're starting to understand. And like I said, this feels good. We're going to enjoy it. I told Coach Parker after the game, Homestead has been our standard. It's been the standard we've been striving to get to. We're there for tonight. That doesn't mean we're there for good. Now we have to duplicate this every single day in practice, every single game.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday night.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs and the Lady Tigers, winners tonight, 69-48 over number 9 Homestead. When we come back, we will give you the final stats for tonight's game next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back inside the Tiger Den, 69-48. Warsaw upsets Homestead. It's time for the final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Homestead shot 43%. They were 20 of 47 from the field, just 5 of 20 from three-point range. So they shot 25% from the arc. They normally shoot 38%. You can see the difference. And, again, this is a really good free throw shooting team, 74%. But Warsaw put the right kids at the foul line, and they just shot 3 out of 8 at the free throw line for this game. Warsaw, 24 of 45. That's 53%. Again, that is 20 percentage points better than what opponents normally shoot against Homestead. They were 10 of 21 from three-point range and 11 out of 13 at the free throw line. As it turned out, Warsaw won the rebounding battle, 22 to 19. Warsaw had 9 turnovers and Homestead 13. Those are the final. Oh, well, let me give you some of the individuals. Brooke Zartman, 8 of 12 from the field, 7 of 11 from three-point range, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 24 points to go along with 3 rebounds and an assist. Jocelyn Bricker, 6 of 14 from the field, 0 of 4 from the arc, 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 16 points, 2 rebounds. Brooke Winchester, 7 of 11, 1 of 2 from the arc, 2 of 3 at the free throw line, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal for Warsaw, who wins tonight over Homestead, 69-48. Those are the final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. We're back with the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw, 69. Number 9, Homestead, 48. It's time for the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped with tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. The play of the game is really simple. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes not as much. Warsaw was struggling. The last 3 minutes of the third quarter were a mess, and Homestead put together a run that got them from down 11 to down 5 starting the final quarter. Warsaw needed a stop because Homestead had the possession arrow. They got it. They took the ball down the floor. They quickly got the ball into Brooke Winchester. She put it up. She put it in and got fouled. A three-point play that took the game what could have been 2 or 3. Now the difference is 7 and then 8. And Homestead never was able to recover from that in the final 7.5 minutes. And those were the only points for Winchester in the fourth quarter. She finished with 17, 12 of those in the first half. So the Brooke Winchester three-point play is the play of the game. It's brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. When we come back, we'll give you some scores next on News Now Warsaw. This was going to be a big night of basketball around the state. Tuesday night in middle of January. The weather, of course, chased a lot of people away. Some schools still had the policy, when you don't have school, you don't have games. And I totally get all that. I'm writing a column for next week about that whole concept and how we got this game in tonight and others did not. But there are games that were found, and my man back at the station, Steve, was on it. Final scores. Next up for the Lady Tigers, Concord. Concord beat Bethany Christian tonight, 55-42. Goshen beat Jimtown, 41-39. The Goshen game from last Saturday will now be played on Tuesday, January 23rd at Intera Gymnasium. And Wauwatosa beat Mishawaka in the conference, 50-27. Boys games, a final, St. Joe beat Northwood, 48-46. Jimtown leads Goshen, 41-38 in the fourth. Concord leads Elkhart 26-15 in the third. Of course, the Minutemen will host the Tigers on Friday at McEwen Gymnasium. Let me give you a couple other scores real quick. Games that you might roughly be interested in. Purdue went into Bloomington and smoked the Hoosiers. 87-66. Zach Edey, 33 points, 14 rebounds. Ball State beat Eastern Michigan in men's basketball 76-62. Xavier beat Butler 85-71. And those are the scores that you care the most about. And, of course, then there's this one. Warsaw, big win tonight against number 9 Homestead. Warsaw 69, Homestead 48. Four players in double figures for the third time this season. As a matter of fact, the four players that scored all scored in double figures tonight. No game on Thursday. The Carroll game has been canceled. However, the girls will be back in action. It's part of a big day of basketball here at the Tiger Den on Saturday. It is a triple header here in the Tiger Den starting at 4:30. That's the JV boys game against Goshen. That's the makeup game from Friday. That'll be followed by the varsity game against Goshen. At the same time, which will be about 6 o'clock, the JV girls will be playing in the Career Center Gymnasium against Concord. And then after the boys game against Goshen is finished, we'll have the senior night ceremonies for our seniors, including the one girls basketball senior, and then Warsaw will take on Concord. And if they win over Concord, they'll win at least a share of the NLC championship. That's all coming up on Saturday. A lot of people linger around tonight. They don't want to go home, and I don't blame them one bit. Warsaw 69, Homestead 48. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey is coming up next. Good night, everyone.